Zvachim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah, Gimel 1-3. Back in the first Mishnah, we had said that the Korban Pesach is exceptional in as much as if a person shechs the Pesach shlo l'shmo, he has a different type of offering of mine, so then the Pesach is not just not going to fulfill the obligation of the people bringing it, but in fact, it just will be puzzled altogether. But the Mishnah qualified it, and it says that's only bizmano, in the time in which the Pesach, in the Pesach's time, in its time. So the question is, what time frame is that? Here we have a machlokas tanaim. There's no doubt about it that the time to bring a Korban Pesach is Ben Ha'arbaim, in the afternoon of the 14th of Nisan. Nevertheless, there's a general principle of Mitzvos Yom Kokulo, like a portion of a day is like the whole day. And therefore, there's a machlokas here, whether we're talking about specifically just in the afternoon of the 14th or throughout the whole day of the 14th. Says the Mishnah inside, HaPesach Sheshachatu B'Shachris Barbaasar Shlo Lishmo. If in the morning of the 14th, a Korban Pesach is shechted, but a different Korban is had in mind, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Yeshua says that's going to be okay, meaning you proceed, it's not going to function as a Pesach because it's too early, but you proceed with it as if it were Shlom, whatever. But, yes, okay, it'll be a kosher, you can proceed. Ki'ilu nishchat b'shloshasar. There's no difference between the 14th in the morning or the 13th, because it's not the time to bring a Korban Pesach yet. But Ben Becerra posel. Ben Becerra says, no, it's totally invalid. Ki'ilu nishchat ben harbaim. There's no difference in the morning and the afternoon in as much in terms of the invalidation, because the 14th is the day in which the Korban Pesach is brought, and there's no difference in the morning and afternoon. Now, as far as the halacha goes, there's a machlokas rishonim. Many learn that it's specifically just the afternoon, because that's when the Korban Pesach is indeed brought. However, the Rambam seems to learn that it's throughout the whole day of the 14th. Okay, now, next part of the Mishnah, we're going to have another shita regarding when someone's shlo lishmo is pasul or not. Here we have Amar Shimon ben Azai. Mekubalani mipi shivim ushnaim zaken. I have a tradition from 72 elders, and in fact the word zaken here is in the singular, suggesting that they ruled together in unanimity as one. B'yom shehoshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva. On the day they appointed Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the new head of the Sanhedrin, like function as the Nasi, because if you recall back from Maseches Brachos, Chavches, there was a story there with Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua where there was sort of a mutiny and they deposed Rabban Gamliel. And the Gemara in the end says, although he was no longer functioning for a while as the Nasi, still he didn't leave the Beis Midrash, he participated with them. But you see from this Mishnah, the Rashash explains, that he was sort of removed from the Sanhedrin altogether. You know, there's a rule, Malim Bekodesh Ve'maridin, if he's not going to sit in the Sanhedrin as a junior person if he used to be the head person. And therefore he was in the Beis Midrash, but not part of the Sanhedrin. So now you would have a total of 70 Zakenim plus the head of the Sanhedrin for a total of 71, plus Rabban Gamliel, it makes 72. So all of them were unanimous, says Shimon ben Azai, that the following principle should be the guiding factor. He agrees that the Chatas and the Pesach Bizmano are exceptional, but he also wants to add the Ola, the burned offering. And he's going to divide Karbanos into two basic categories, those which are eaten and those which aren't. And if you think simply here, the one that isn't eaten is the Ola, the totally burned offering, whereas the other Karbanos, the Chatas, the Asham, Shlamim, Toda, Maaser, Bechor, and Pesach are eaten. The meat is eaten either by Kohanim or the Baalim or both. So he understands that that's a different category of the Ola, and the Ola is different. Meaning, in addition to the Chatas and the Pesach in its Zman, also the Ola, which is on the Shlo Lishmo, is totally pasul, and not just that the Baalim don't get credit. Let's see that inside. The Mishnah says, Mekubalani mipi shivim mishnaim zaken b'yom shoshivu Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah b'yeshiva shakola zavachim ane'echalim, that all the karbonos that are eaten, shenizbechu shelo l'shman, ksherim. All those other seven, besides the Ola and the Chatas and the Pesach in its proper time, they are kosher, elishlo alu labalim mishim chova, just that the people who are bringing it don't get credit, chutz min a Pesach min a Chatas, with the exceptions of the Pesach and Chatas, which we said are also totally puzzle. And says the Mishnah explicitly, v'lo hosif ben azai ela ha'ola. The only addition he's making to the Tanakama Shita is the Ola, the burnt offering, which is an addition to the, like the Chatas and the Pesach and the Tzman. V'lo hodulo chachamim, but the rabbis didn't agree with him. It was notwithstanding the fact he had a tradition, they didn't accept that tradition, and therefore the halacha will end up being kind of like the Tanakhama way back there. But just one final technical point. In truth, on the list of karbanos that are not eaten, in addition to the ola, you also have the chatos apnimios, the chatos offerings that are brought, where the blood is sprinkled inside in the Kodesh, or Kodesh Kodashim. And there are actually five of those. You have the goat on Yom Kippur, Lashem. You also have the par of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. You also have the par Halem Davar. You also have the par Kohen Mashiach, if you remember from Horios, as well as the national goat for Avodah Zarah. Those are done on the inside. And they're not eaten. The meat is burned. No one eats them. But the Mishnah doesn't refer to those because already we said the chatas is totally puzzle, and those are chatos, so therefore he's not disagreeing. Tanakama holds the chatas is puzzle. Rebbe here now, we also have Shem Ben Azai holds the chatas, the pnimiyos are puzzles, is no different. Therefore, it doesn't mention it, but in fact, in the list, if you divide kormonos into those that are eaten, those that aren't, it would be the ola plus the inner chatos.